says in the Torah, Parshat Chanan, Parshat Ekev, I would say twice a day, somewhat more. Except Ma'amuzuzah Spetechel B'Shurecha. A person has to write his mezuzah on his gate and on his doorways. And on a couple of days, one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Now, this Indian seems that the owner seems to be sometimes a little bit lax in for different reasons. Either they move into a dira, and until they put up, they might take some time. Lakura the Iva and Issa Kurega Varega. Or we'll get to for the Indian of checking it, still check it to twice every 7 years, every 3.5 years, and Ilum seems to relax really because it's not that easy to get a cipher until he does it, until you find the person, until you get around to go doing it. If you know what you're doing. You don't know, No, we'll get to Rashi's two things. We'll get to Rashi's both sides. Fine. In life, sometimes you see a lot of people put up mezuzahs in different places. Some of them are wrong, some of them are right. And even like in Yeshiva Smir, you see sometimes they switch doors, even like where we are in Mega Real, look at the door going, I'm not exactly sure even why they have those doors going to the key, say those three doors, how they have it, they seem to be steerers. And I see they switch, they have holes on one side, it was once on the one side, put on the other side. I mean, obviously they felt it was in the wrong place. If you're in the wrong place, the Echbiyotcha, it has to be in Yemin. You put on the small, you're not a kind of mitzvah. So obviously Yeshiva Smir thought one time they were not doing it correctly. So again, these are your sages that you have to learn well, get clear exactly where you're supposed to put it on. A little like saying over by Shneimek of Echatagim, the Simon, that it's the Simon Reish Behei, it's Rafa. My Mezuzah starts the same, you saw it starts the Simon Reish Behei, the Simon of Rafa. Seems very lax and shrach and clear, so that there are numerous problems. You walk into houses, you walk around, just see people's doors, and they're showing off their amaratis. That's what the Gemara says, who's amarat, someone doesn't have a mezuzah. Fine, we are amarat, so we have mezuzah, just in the wrong place. Now, the goal over here in Reish Behei of mezuzah is, again, like all sugyas, is from the sugya down to lof of a loyal meister, not a plastic. Everyone has to go through of exactly what to do. The way how to do it with sugyas are, like we always do, from basic sugyas, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, pulling everything on the page, kivega, pesachuvah, if you don't learn the page. Off the page, we don't have a mishabrua, we don't have a numerous son, we have other places. However, Chaim Kanievsky, what a wonderful sefer, he has a pirish on the order of Shulchan Aruch, and he calls it Mezuzah Beisecha, Rosh HaTevis Mem Beis, Mishnah Berurah, and he has a Bialach and he has a Shari Tzion. Now the Olam says over that he first wrote Mishnah Berurah, then people were fact like he called it Mezuzah Beisecha, the same Rosh HaTevis. Maestro, if you stop at Kedai when you learn it, do learn the page, then afterwards learn the Chaim's Pirish on it, and Mamashi, his goal was to write like the Mishnah Berurah, that was his style, he has Mishnah Berurah, Mezuzah Beisecha, he has a Bialach and the Shari Tzion. So it's Kedai, that should be your last point in Mitzal Alokha, and then as always, take one Likud Sefer to see the Hak, see the Raid, each one on its own, whether it's the English one, Zichron Shoshana, whether it's the Hebrew one, whichever ones you want, they're all, each one's a Geshmak, each one tells you the Hak. So how to learn it at the Sugyas, Torah, Shulchan Aruch, all nice scale on the page, and the Chaim. Afterwards, take one Likud Sefer. Now, what is the reason for a mezuzah? Now, time of the Krah, Kidua, not really much of an Afmina, Lalocha, except maybe L'chumra. So I don't like saying over, it's called time of the Krah, it's a taste. The concept is when we eat food, the main reason why we're supposed to be eating is to give us nourishment. The taste is only an extra concept, fun to enjoy it, but the main thing is nourishment. Torah, mitzvah is the same thing. Putting up a mezuzah, that's what we have to do, that's our chiyas, that's our life, game, chayinu, berk, amenu. The time of the mitzvah, it's the extra taste, why to feel, what's the side behind the mitzvah. So what's the time of the mitzvah, the Olam exam from the Rambam, all the Rishonim said, the Ramban, the Chinuch. They say it over here is that we should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bar Olam. And there's a stack of Lashon, he says, the cold man, when a person is nichnas, v'yetzei, and he'll be forget the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizkav also, you remember the hava you have for you, and therefore, Ur Mishnosa, you wake up a person from a sleep, v'yoyseh behevle hazman, wasting time. You wake up a person from a hevle hazman, and therefore, v'yodash ein dava oimel ha'olam al me'olamim, he'll know the world is not forever except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right away he'll go back doing the correct thing. The study of mezuzah, the Rambam saying the time of mitzvah is to wake up a person to life. Sometimes we get stuck, we get caught up in the orachaim aspect of living life, whether it's the panos aspect or even the Torah aspect, the loch aspect. But sometimes we have to take a step back, walk by a door, put a hand on the mezuzah, and say, Hashem Yishma Teisa Vayi, when we go in and out, and remember that it's Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then the words of the Rambam is, Yitzkav Asai, the Hava that he put us into this world, and we should not waste a time in this world, and it's close we have in this world that we can get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, doing his Torah mitzvahs, that's the whole entire Yisoid of a Mezuzah. Now whether that applies or not, still we have to do the mitzvah, but the time is again to wake up a person, not to waste his time, to be constructive in his life. Shai Tshuva also points out, the other reason is that Kabbalah's Al Makos Shemaim has the Pasha Shema inside of it. So again, the sight of Mezuzah is Tim'or Mishnosai, to wake up, to be a constructive person. Now this Simon, the Simon Reish Behei, the title of the Simon, which I'm not sure who wrote the title, if it's a Mechab or not, the title is Schar Mitzvah Mezuzah, the Schar, the reward for the Mitzvah. Now, we see other times also, Mechab starts over this in the Schar, where this Mezuzah, by Sadak or other cases, the Schar. Now he only really says one case of schar. He says the schar of arichas yomim. If you look in the Torah, he says three cases, and the Parshim on other cases. But he says the schar of arichas yomim. Who are the reason why he said dafka arichas yomim? Like he points on the base basis, that's who are the ikkes schar. One reason, like if arichas yomim is not going to make you go to the mitzvah, then the chor and all the other things is all really tough. The main thing, the biggest schar a person can get is arichas yomim. That's aleph. Another reason maybe why he brought down dafka this schar. So this is the one that's proportionate to Torah. It says, "Aman yibur neichem, v'mei v'neichem." But so my thing comes out. I'd like to go first through some of the schar and einish that says about it, and some oras on each point of this in the schar and einish that a person gets. So again, the first schar is brought down in Shulchan Aruch to be chatzyomim, based upon the pasuk, and that's when the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamedal, the Gemara discusses that women are potter in Torah. Says the Gemara, the heker shmatim oisim is v'neichem to the case of mezuzah, and therefore mezuzah also nashmi should be potter. Says the Gemara, no, what do you think? Man Yibur Meichem, that only men need life and women don't need life. Therefore, come along, therefore women also chayv mezuzah. Why? Because Noshim need life. This is my mokum, the Goyim sends you on the page. Where's the my mokum, this concept that you have a richat yavim? The case is my mokum, it's from Noshim. We see from Noshim, the Gemara says the chayv mezuzah after richat yavim. Who did men also look that's my mokum, that why then there's a concept of we have a richat yavim. Just like Agav, if you read the parshas, why they switch the order around. The Pasha Shema first says Torah, then Tefillin, then Mezuzah. Pasha Vahoy, it says Vakar, it says Tefillin, Torah, then Mezuzah, which is Torah and Tefillin. The Gemara Kedushin also there points out that because if you had Tefillin by Mezuzah twice, they might make a hekesh from Tefillin to Mezuzah, and therefore Tefillin women will also be chayvin, and then the chayvin all mitzvah that says the man gromo. Now that Tefillin is not makish twice to Mezuzah, it's only makish twice to Torah, therefore from that's my mark, and women are part of the mitzvah that says the man gromo. That's time. When you read the passage, know why he switched it, that's the one why the order switched around. Come tell you that women are part of the mitzvah that says my grandma. Now, again, the study we have brought down is Arichas Yomim. Now, come along with Taz, and he makes a humongous limitation of this Arichas Yomim. And it's coming from the Torah. The Torah starts off saying that the point of Mezuzah is the Yichud Shmoy V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on saying that you should be Yiska Hashem and close the Yavir from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, behold, Hizabar, whoever is careful in this, then what will happen to get a richas yomim? What do you mean the hizar bar is careful in this? What is this? It's a pronoun going back in a noun. What's the noun over here? So where the machaber understands going back on this, they're going back on the loch of mezuzah. Anyone's makbid zor on doing the lochos correctly but of mezuzah, we get a richas yomim. Very simple. That means everyone over here does the mitzvah correctly, gets a richas yomim. Kamal the Tazi doesn't like that. He won't say, well, hizar bar is going back. He goes back in the later words of the Torah. He remembers constantly a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yichud of Hashem. Then he gets the Richas Yomim. That means you have the mitzvah and you do the mitzvah. However, you don't remember Tomid the inin of Yichud Shmoy Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't get the Richas Yomim. The humongous limitation. He's getting it. I'm not sure where he got it from, where the Torah got it from. He's saying Taitch was in the Torah. Call his Abal. What's Abal going back on? Someone who's Zeichud Tomid Yichud Yisbarach. That means a lot of people, I hope everyone here would, a lot of people will not get a Richas Yomim based upon this. Now the Mechaber Meister left it out, he's Lishi Tosai, while he's going, how he himself explains what's Peshat before his Abba on the basis of going back on Mezuzah, and the Pasha of the Pleshkin did not go like the Taz, whether it's the Chayozim or the Kitzur or the Chashulchim, they don't seem to understand like the Taz, and Likas from Soli don't, they go simply, it says in the Torah, the Man Yibu Yimechem, the Pasha Man Yibu is not going back in the Yichud Shema, it's going back in the Mitzvah in and of itself, and therefore, everyone tackle mizrecha to arichas yomim. A second schar we get besides Rikas Yomim is the Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel Beis. The Gemara mentions that Chivin Yisrael, that they were zeichet be sov the mitzvahs, they have a tefillin b'roish b'yodoi, they have a mezuzah, and they have a milo. The Gemara goes on, brings down the laws of Ben Yaakov. The Gemara there says that if they're called b'chizik shlo yachta, these things will make sure a person is not going to do an aveiro. Why? We're going to pasuk and it says, v'chut m'shula shlomei yinatek. The fact that you have these three things, you have tefillin, mezuzah, milo, but make sure a person quickly does not do a chait. Now the word of Gemara is a called the chizik shlo yachta. The way the two of the Rambam bring it down is mukshik shlo yachta. So mukshik, anyone here is a mukshik not to an aveiro. Now the obvious kasha is, it's not true that you look around you and you see people do aveiros, and we're all mukshik not to do aveiros. Maaseh the Gemara says lalocha, anyone who does tefillin, mezuzah, and milah is mukshik shlo yachta. So you can start telling me, Maaseh, it'll make a difference. It depends. If you're wearing tefillin, not wearing tefillin. Maaseh, it says you need three things. You need tefillin, you need mezuzah, and you need also milo. Milo we all have, mezuzah we all have. The Maaseh, we're not wearing tefillin all day. Could tell me that some, therefore, we are mehe yechto, some of us. Could be that pshat. However, there's two kashas. First of all, even when you daven, some people, I don't know, they say people might space out during davening, don't have kavon during davening. It's like, you know, brachel, bleed a shamok. It can be that they say over some people, I'm not sure. So the Maisa, who are them, was the most of Shloyechta. So what shadow over here? Why they tied in a certain yeshiva to do it film all day, Zilberman or whatever, I'm not sure what it's called. Maisa, they would film all day, they have a mezuzah, they have also milo. Maisa, what happened to most of Shloyechta? What? Not only the various, it's a most of Shloyechta. Do you know most of Shloyechta? I mean, it's a psychological So, to answer, don't have a clear answer how to answer it, but the passion of words in us, coming to mechazik a person, again, my mocking of the Gemara says, it's a chut mashul shlomeher yinatek, it's a strong rope that won't quickly break, but it can break. And we have people seem to have a courage to break a strong rope. It's to mechazik a person, it's a chizik. The word, again, the words of the Torah, they switch words of the Gemara around, mukshul shloyechto, mindset of beer, because we see the chazoka is not that way. And so fine. There are other things to take into account. If you do other areas and knock away that and take it away. What? No, Aruch is the way it's brought down over here in Shukhanar. Yes, but Shukhanar brings down Aruch is in this world. What's the meaning to it?
This should make it
for another
thing.
The
there.
You dive in, you put on tefillin, you start davening, it was the very point,
you
just put the mitzvah tefillin. So then, and so naturally, you know, you just, the flow.
If his friend comes over to him in the middle of davening,
the stark of the mukhs of lechto, my shachor to me, you're down. Could be that's sweet, you know. It's only the Torah, not the Shulchan Aruch. Fine, this is the Aruch, certainly. A third chos, as Gemara Gena Menachah says, that the Bayis of Mishma also wrote down the Torah that a Kosh Baruch is not like a Melech Bas of Adom. A Melech Bas of Adom, you're inside, the Avodim outside. If I care, the Kosh Baruch is outside, is being shown to us that we are inside. And the way how the Zohar even brings it down, even a Kosh Baruch gives Rishus to Malachim to be Mashchus, Maisa still the Mizud will be protected, and therefore it will also be Zohar not to be Mashchus, even though they gave Rishus to the Malach to destroy everything else except for someone who has a Mizuzah. A fourth schar we have is in the Gemara on Shabbos, it says, Amar Huna, Azor, the mezuzah, zoichel ledirana. Someone is careful in the locks of mezuzah, zoichel ledirana. Also brought down where the leakage from, zoichel to have a beautiful house. Now, what defines beautiful house, I'm not sure, each one on its own, but there is a point of it to bring down, is that there's a Ri Ben Arayvet, that everyone says over by Hanukkah, that's printed in different places, either in the Shvat Yitzchok at the end of Hanukkah, or in the Moriah brings it down, in the Kodesh HaMoedim, or the state has come from the Pachad Yitzchak, that over there, it's the same kasha that the Gemara over there says, is open a Chanukah Zeicha to the Midim, to the Bonim, the Zechorim, and the Midim Chomim. Now the Gemara says, Zohar Bener. Zohar Bener, the Bachlosh Yishoinim, it means Chanukah, it means Shabbos. Well, but Maisa certainly means Chanukah, according to means Chanukah also. So everyone's done Mitzvah Chanukah, some of you actually you know, have two Menorahs or three Menorahs, so far all Zohar to be kind of Mitzvah. So how come, in fact, the Reuben arrived, the Rishonim, the Mitzvah Kasha, it's a nice, we're not all zeichet to have kids, Tamid HaChomim. He said, not all of us, the great of us are not zeicher to have kids of Talmid Chachamim. Eight before she Gemara, the Gemara says, Hazar Bener, was zeicher, the kids of the bottom Chachamim, that Talmid Chachamim. So he answers that Zor, the concept of being Zor, does not mean just to do the mitzvah. It's to do the mitzvah of all the protea, of all the tikkukah, of every single aspect and point, not even things that are ma'akev, things that are hidurim, make sure to do it in the right way, the correct menorah, in the correct place, even though the Hashita says a yotze inside, let's say you have other yotze inside, but the hidur is based on mechutz, light outside. The fact you did not do the hiddish way, the tikkuk of protea, all the milas to it, therefore you will not be zeichet the bracha of having bottom the atmina chomim. What? He's not going on Zohar, he's going to be Uman Yivri Mecham. He's not going to words of the Gemara. He said a Chiddush. So Uman Yivri Chiddush. Tell us Uman Yivri Mecham, and he says, Dafka Nichud Shmoy. No, he's saying the words of the Torah. No, he said Zohar Boy, his question is Zohar Boy in what? Going back to the last statement of the Torah or the statement before in the Torah? Where's not going back to which now? So, therefore, going to the words of Zorbar, now the passage is, and the Seva Guru Balacha is being down, who are the same Yisrael, the same words of the Gemara, the same line of the Gemara, Zorban Erchanako is also a Zorban Mezuzah, same words in Zor. And therefore, you have to make sure you go get all the Kekev, all Protev, and not the Mezuzah to Dir and all. This is a partial thing in the Geta Aosim and over here. The Lacha, you should put it in Sinosa, but Tefach Achitza. You should put it where? In that last Tefach. Now, the person over here will discuss, really, we'll get to Reish Beites. How much has to be in the last tefach? Is it rov mezuzah, whole mezuzah, let's say the clasp from inside, mezuzah from outside? Fine, that's the reish beites. The locha in reish beites is we paskin, it's only l'chatchilo be in the last tefach, but you have it, any part, you have a wide doorway, any part, the mice is kosher. And therefore, you walk by a land doorpost, and you see that they have, the building next door to me, they put it in the middle of the pillar, because it looks nicer. Where do you put a mezuzah? It goes in the middle, looks nicer than at the end. The chura, the correct place where you're supposed to do it, is at the end. And Eichnam is not makiv and mekayin the mitzvah l'chol tokos l'alacha. But those who want to argue in the mongdu ishayinim, l'alacha vada mekayin the mitzvah. The floor is not getting all tikkakeh, all protel, and the maestro, ken zayin, it won't be zaycha to a dear enough. Who are feed the sweep and arrive it? Now others don't bring it down, but the maestro, a b'chash, when you should mekayin all the hudum of the inner mitzvah to be zaycha to the inner dear enough. Sorry? Yeah, but things can get ruined in the house. And you can make your house nicer, and other aspects to take into account. The Gemara saying this is the correct place to put it. That's what it was decided to put it. There are two reasons the Gemara said that. Either it's about Shmira, because that's the Begeh Rishon, the Begeh first. Fine, so we have Maisa, we have four innings of Schad against Rechaz Yomim, as Mokshu Shloyachto, as Bayes Nishmo, and Tadiru Noor. One other point of being down is also the Shal of Esau, now, but the Graz says in Zerosh of Chanukah that Mezuzah is Shokot Knegat Tarek Mitzvah. Now, we know Tithi Knegat Tarek Mitzvah, Esau Knegat Tarek Mitzvah, that's brought down by the Chazal. Come on, the Graz, and the Graz also says that the Mezuzah is Knegat Tarek Mitzvah. Now those are the fact of where exactly is the Maramokim in this Indian. The Derek says no real Maramokim, the Arik says no Maramokim for the Indian. So the Hodor Yaakov wants tiny based upon the Gemara. The Gemara says that we learn out the Indian Tassim Lam Osoi, Lash is where to get it from. We learn out from Tzitzis. Just like Tzitzis Tassim Lam Osoi, Hudim Mezuzah. And the Kashi is, Tzitzis says in Yivamis, that you always have a fear from Tzitzis, because Tzitzis is Knegat Tarek Mitzvahs, Mash Inkin Shai Mitzvahs. How come we didn't have a pair over here? It says Rav Sofer from over here, the Maramokim, we see that Tzitzit and Mezuzah are Ashava, all Knegat Tarek Mitzvahs. Maisa, what does it mean, Knegat Tarek Mitzvahs? It means before it's Shava, it's a Tzara, Talmud Torah, Knegat Kulam. It looks like we have newest mitzvahs of Knegat Tarek Mitzvahs, so within Mezuzah also is Knegat Tarek Mitzvahs. That's Mitzad the Tzara Shaboy. Mitzad the Oina Shaboy, Negat Mezuzah. One aspect of what I'm going to have over here is this Katshu, a short of the person's life. Now, the Maramokim of this, if you want either Rashi or Pasuk, because we not learn Rashi and Chumash, Rashi over there says Yisoid, and the Torah says, Mechal Lav Atash Shemei Ehein. That just like we know, it gives you a Richas Yomim, also if you don't do it, it will cancel a person's life. Now, also again, the obvious kash is that what you see Mechal Lav Atash Shemei Ehein. If you get a Richas Yomim, if you don't do it, you won't get a Richas Yomim. Where in the world do you see the Yisoid that's Mechatzer? And Bethan, they still on the page, Yisra Kashi, Yisra from different places. He says, Mice, there's no Tanai couple there. Where's no Tanai couple? There's no Kolom of Tanai. Where in the world do you see, a person supposed to live, let's say, 50 years? Get a Richas Yomim of 70 years? Or, what's the word? Mechabetel Yiskatshu, we'll get 30 years. Where do you see Mechal Av Tishmehem? Where in the world do you see this concept of the Pasuk? You see a richas yomim. Where in the world do you see? And he won't get a richas yomim. What right had the dash and the apostle to get yitzkatsu? Kashuva is he'll ask. The chidah wants to answer. Yeshvada wants teretzes. This is the ma'amok mechor where you see it's yitzkatsu. But etzim is the gemara and Shabbos. The gemara over there is discussing about a second einish that bonim ketanim will die. And where the ma'amok and bonim ketanim will die? The gemara has two ma'amokimus. One is because it says l'man yibu yemeichem meivneichem. And it's mimakish to ksatim al mezuzah. The Gemara itself is saying that we see the kids will lose their life because he's not to be in the mezuzah. See, it's katsu be'etim is a Gemara. The only katsu now you have in the Gemara is why the Gemara say that's the kids and not the person himself. Katsu the Gemara, I'm not sure what to the Gemara. The Gemara is saying making a hekesh ksatim al mezuzah, the man Yibu Yimechem, therefore, because now we have a hekesh one to another, therefore, kids are going to die with their ktanim. What? No, but where's my mocking with Einish? Where do we see the concept? There are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs without a chiyuv. If you have a mitzvah, if you don't do it, you won't get the mitzvah. You won't get the spark. Where do you see the Einish? Where's my mocking with Einish? Taking a hot shower of Shabbos, doesn't the Shavuot is a mitzvah. You don't do it, you won't get the Einish. You won't get the mitzvah. You get nothing. Even in Kriyash Matzel, it says, Ani Hashem Lakechem, Ni Hashem Lakechem twice. It says we're asking in Chumash, why say twice? You might think it only says once. If you want, go do it. Get tchai. Don't want to do it. You won't get tchai. You won't get einish. No, neither one. To mashmal, if you have double pasuk and nisham lekeichem, nisham lekeichem. Why get einish also? You need a tchai. No, it depends. No, it's not kolam. Okay, but we see his catch. We see this einish. What is even a vero? But we see the einish a miso of shorting person's life. A very 100% avera, but we see the einish of this stark einish. That's not avera.
That's unfortunate.
You get richas yomim. You don't do it. I would end up. You won't do it. You won't get a richas yomim. Oh, so you're saying you're supposed to live 50? What happened? He'll only live 50. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you live 30. You can lose out life. Right. You get Gehenim. But who says you're going to lose life? Who says you're going to lose in this world? Chalav, that you won't. What's the Chalav Shmeim? You get life and you won't get life. We say you lose life. If I would say Lav Haim, get life, not get life. We say lose life. Again, it's based on the Kasha on the page and start Kasha. My mocha is Gemara on Shabbos. I might as well do Gemara on Shabbos. For another Indian we see from Rashi Menachos also that you get a sakana, just like your house is being shame in the house when you watch from other things. Rashi says you don't put up a mezuzah. Rashi more this says if you're a toiler a mezuzah on the makel, so it's in your sakana. Tosafot says well, sakana you're paying your head into the mezuzah. Rashi understands that when you sakana, your house not being mashuma, mazikin will come in, you'll get that's the inner sakana. A fourth Einish seems to be is a gemara. Pesachim says that seven different people get menudah l'shamayim, get for the chaim and the shemaim. One thing the gemara says, someone does a mezuzah on his Pesach. So it comes out we have before five things of schar, four things of tana in the shabai, and therefore that this is a way to mezara the person upon in the a mitzvah of mezuzah. Gam the mechaba only being done one thing, a richas yomim. That's enough to mezara the person. Before there are again nine things to mezara the person. Cholapach among the chazal. Now there are other things that later sfarim say, but that's the main things among the chazal. Now the Torah ends off once he brings down three things of schar. He ends off even though that's true, he gets schar for it. However, the shloya kavanas, the kavanas should not be the shame, the schar with the schar of richas yom, the schar of your house being watched. About the inish should not be that way. We're here in this world to the rotten aboyway as of the year. The mission the other says we're not here. I'm not the kabel pras, shlom not the kabel pras. And therefore we have to make sure we do the mitzvah, not mitzvah the schar. The schar is just the mezar of the person to do the mitzvah. But what the mitzvah should be l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now l'chor, if you do it for the shame of the schar, l'chor you'll be kind of a mitzvah, l'chor it's not being ma'akiv, and l'chor you'll also get the shmirah. However, that's not the correct thing to do mitzvah. The mitzvah in general, you should not do it for that reason, except maybe tzedakah. Otherwise, all mitzvahs you should not do the shame of the schar, you should do it only the shame shemayim. Now, in a mezuzah, let's say in a doorpost that you're not chayv in a mezuzah, can a person put up a mezuzah the same shmirah? We're saying you should only do the same mitzvah. Let's say there is no mitzvah, can you put up the same shmirah? So there is a seicham, and it's coming from the Rambam. The Rambam says we do not put up on our doorposts different shames of Hashem. We'll get to Reish Beites. And we should not put up other things on the door, the same Shmira. We do whatever Hashem says, and that's it, that's enough. Anything else is the Havolim or the Eilim that does things. So therefore, they come one say the same thing, a door that is not Chayim Mezuzah, a person should not put up a Mezuzah. However, the Chayim exam sounds like it's by a Pundik or the Beis Mumbaz, the Maestro, they did put up a Mezuzah. Shela was a Schirah of Alma to remember the Indian, or also the Maestro did a help out with that Sakono. If you want to find a person can put up a mezuzah, so find a shalom. If you can put up a mezuzah, mitzad shmir in and of itself, shalom. There could be a rechoshish with other shittas.
That's why
Beis Medrash, where by Beis Knesset, the door itself is mechayiv mezuzah, much of it in is not. We'll say door. It might be more machloikis. Why is Machloikis?
Yeah,
don't know.
I have a mezuzah in my house hanging.
Hanging? You bang your head into it?
No, it's too small.
No, well, it's a walking. No, we'll see. Well, we get to the newest case away behind it. It's a walking closet in a lot of places. So, yeah, what?
It's not a
suitable
hat, though. It was put up, I guess, because of the design.
Well, we have to get to each case where what defines the suitable hat. Fine. Now, that's what we have this chashvoy. Maisa, what is the mitzvah? We have in the Torah, ksatim, we mentioned in the beginning, we have a ksatim, we said twice in the Torah, one by Shema, one by Vahoyo. The Gemara says in Menachas, that someone who does not mekayin the mitzvah is over two isurim, two isur asayis. And if you mekayin the mitzvah, mekayin two mitzvahs asayis. Agam is only one of the tarig mitzvahs, but Maisa, the over two isurim, and you mekayin two isurim, and you put it off. Now, this Isser, is it every second or is it once a day? So the Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch brings down that Kol Rega V'Rega Yo'ivin Isser. That means you will move into an house and you're here right now to put up mezuzah. Don't wait till the end of the day, to the next day after. Kol Rega V'Rega Yo'ivin Isser. And the Pesach can bring it down that every single second, or Chol Shulchan, every second this Chiyah will put upon you, put up mezuzah. Not at the end of the day, when you move in, you have a Chiyah to put it up. Now, what? So we'll have to get a second. What to do in that situation? I don't know. We'll have to get to what to do by checking. The chiv is called agavrega. We'll have to get to what to do when a person was in. Some people say before, some say after, some say
for
tonight. We'll have to get to third. Everything. That's first the chiv. The chiv is called agavrega. Well, let's say also you mekayin the mitzvah every second. Or no, is the chiv dafka to put on, and once there, you apart for the mitzvah. A shalom in general by numerous mitzvahs, example by Mila they declare. Is the milah to the ma'aseh milah now find your party? You have a milah there, or the mitzvah milah to have it a korek of a regular. Same thing with mezuzah. The mitzvah to put it up is the bracha is to kaver the mezuzah. Once you have it there, find you have mezuzah on the door. Or is the mitzvah korek of a regular? You become a mitzvah every single second. So the place can like bring you down that the mitzvah korek of a regular. Everyone right now is mekayim a mitzvah upon the door. They have mezuzah. The raya that bring down is one raya is the Gemara Menachos after the Gimel, the Gemara over there says, leaving your soul, they're surrounded by mitzvahs. They have a mezuzah on the door, they have tzitzis, and they have milah. Now just like by tzitzis, it's called rega v'rega, and also by tefillin, it's called rega v'rega. Within before the pashas of Chaim, also the Chaim you saw that before mezuzah also is called rega v'rega. So one raya Chaim has. The second raya once bring down, four places you want to say in Baba Kam, but technically we discuss is, oishkvim mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. He says, does that mean when you're a Mekayim mitzvah, you can be potter? So for example, a person with tittus, you can be potter from doing mitzvahs? Can't be, right? You wear tittus all day, you're potter from doing mitzvahs. That's how you say it. You have mezuzah on your door, you think you're potter from mitzvahs? So he says, when the mitzvah is being there constantly, you're not doing any full of 40 chayv mitzvahs. It's even for Shem Taisvahs. That says, by the that having a mezuzah on the door every second is a considered a mitzvah. Even if you didn't put up, the fact that you have a mitzvah there put up for you, and you have a human kind of mitzvah, that your door has a mitzvah upon it. Another way that being down is the Yerushalmi that throws out with the going of Kireg over here, that the Shalom Wokos first to kill them with mezuzah. So the Machlok of Huna and Shmuel, the Maestro of one man the Yomit says that mezuzah goes first because you hear mezuzah on Shabbos and Yontif. The words sound like Shabbos Yontif, Korek of Rege, human kind of mitzvah mezuzah. And a fourth way of the bring down is the Mogar Avram. The Mogar Avram discusses that the person has to sleep with his tzitzit on, talis katan on. The bring down the reason that says the person should sleep with his talis katan on is right from David HaMelech. David HaMelech he went to the Beis HaMerechas, he's Ur Mikol HaMitzvahs, he was, so he said that he remembers Milo. But the Arizal, and Maestro, what happened when he went to sleep? But Maestro, he's Ur when he went to sleep, so what happened? He says, that Chami, he wore his tzitzis.
Yeah,
so that's the Mogavam's time against Arizal, what are you talking about? He has a mezuzah on the door. So we see from the Mogavam, the mitzvah is not to be the mezuzah, the mitzvah is what? To have the mezuzah. Go regular, regular, kind of mitzvah. What? So now the question is, what happened if you're in the Beit HaMerech? That will have to give the end of the Reis Tzedek Aleph. So Kvega, if it's the Shuvah over there, if you're not in the house, is there a mitzvah right now to have the mezuzah? We're just going to get back, you can be parted from it. That will have to get to the way at the end. So from these values, of Chaim brings down three of these values, the first one that says, in the mezuzah, you make a mitzvah, kol regel regel, every single second, you get a mitzvah that according to some sheetahs is connected kulam. You get 630 mitzvahs every second. Now the mitzvah itself, is it to be kveo, to write it, the first coming down, that about the ikim mitzvah is to be kveo on the doorpost, to write it, that those who want to discuss, maybe there's a milah for yourself to write it, for your cipher, or to tell the cipher to be a shliach for you. However, the hunger does not seem to be that way, we just go to a school, we just buy it ourselves. And the ikim mitzvah, it says, uksatim, in the uksatim means that we receive a tamo, with all the oisiyas, not missing even one letter, and the ikim mitzvah is to kveo upon the door. There is a hidden mitzvah to make sure it's very nice. So the end of hidden mitzvah is the mezuzah itself, make sure it's a beautiful ksav, and the ksav goes over the mezuzah case. Some things the other way. The vada is much more of a hidden to have a beautiful ksav itself. Then also there's a milo having the mezuzah case. The first can point out, however, there is no hidden in having a beautiful house. Again, we get the question, why not? You have the only way you can have a mezuzah is to have a house. That's a nichol nechelik mezuzah. If so, a person should beautify his house in order to have to be a knife for the mezuzah. Now the different svaras for it, the pashta svar is that when a person sees a beautiful house, he's not mitsyachet it back to the mezuzah. When you see mezuzah case, mitsyachet mitzav the mezuzah. When you see the Gemara's case of Bikurim, when he brought the Bikurim and they put on the gold on the horns or on the that. Or the Julia or the wagon, they made it very nice, and the siyachas to the Bikurim. People see them, bring a Bikurim, it's the siyachas back. When you have a beautiful house, the person thinks he has a beautiful house because he won't like living barabbas. The chud, it's not siyachas back to the chud, there's no hidden in town of Mezuzah Shabbat.
The doorway now has to be hidden?
If a person can siyachas back, maybe in economy. But a person sees a beautiful doorway will not be usually siyachas back to Mezuzah. Now, those who want tiny stomachs, mechuba, that's why it's no shakas to mezuzah, can die. But the passion story is, no one sees a beautiful house and says, oh, he has a wonderful mezuzah. So, the case, before should be, passion should be, the image should be on mezuzah case and on mezuzah, yeah. The Rashi in Daftet and Beis in Bava Kama says, even more, Rashi says, even a talisman by case of tzitzit. Because they come along and say, not only the tzitzis are strings, even the talus, which only is a tashmish, the mitzvah, the in of shlish, wouldn't any mitzvah to be in of shlish? Now shlish means, machloek is a shlish means more than what you have to. Now it doesn't mean the gold, silver, that's more than the shlish. The silver ones are very nice ones, and this is like the mitzvah.
The shlish is on both the end
case? We see from Rashi, says the tzitzis and the talus also. So the four in the case also, the same thing. Going to Rashi, yeah.
First moves into house, it's really mezuzah. Is it a bit more of a hidden thing to put it up?
We'll have to, I guess, these things. Now, not going to ask because Keshuvah brings down, are we calling for the person to put up a mezuzah? Are people who are not religious or on the way? Do we force them or not? So the Maaseh Klal in general, anything the Matan is calling B'tzida, we're not calling. Since it says in the Torah, L'man Yibu Meichem, next to Pasha, V'hoyim Shemoyah, therefore we're not calling. I do ask you, Kash, L'man Yibu Meichem, not by Shema. Mice before the whole type pash of tzitzis get the richas yomim, therefore not creeping upon this mitzvah. And this mitzvah is noyig bein b'chutzlah is bein b'eshesol. A gamba oilim like springing down a Rashi in Pash Ekev on the pasuk of the samtem esavolai. Rashi over there says the reason why a free person is chayv in tefillin and mezuzah in chutzlah is why they should be ruggle upon it when they come to Eretz. Now the oilim says over from the goin, you look in the p'tini agro, p'tini ashulchan shal agro. It brings down that Rashi betzim did not write Rashi was tov of mem. And they opened up to be tefillin mezuzah, and Batim was trumas and maizkas. So before that, therefore, was a mistake in the Rashi, and therefore, was a taina vada yachiv in chutzlar. It's also the in of mezuzah. It didn't derise and not stam after tzad hergul shvoi. It didn't derise in chutzlar.
What
was the test of trumas? Oh, the last Rashi, nothing. Rashi, not discussing that. Something
mezuzah. Something mezuzah.
See, granted, it is a mashor in the Mazor. Mashor says on that by Kes Unkel, it says a Vadis Pasor. It's not what child of Vadis is. It's not in the of the character of the Pasha. Yeah, but then why did I have to pick these two for? It's a three, right. But the tip also wants to change over there. I think I was in first time they found Rashi. Well, come on the locker in the against the Pala for the end of Richard Yom, come on the Amal, the Mobbing down in the Kadima, what goes first? Tfilin or Mezuzah? Which one do you have to buy first? So the Machaber Betim says Halacha and Timon Lamin Ches, if I case of Tfilin, the Mobbing down over the case of Mezuzah. Halacha is that Tfilin goes before Mezuzah. The reason I'm Mobbing down from the Rosh is because it's Chayvus HaGuf Odif, or default. Chayvus HaGuf is first. Now what does that mean? Yeah, I'm sure everyone read the page of Kivega over here in Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you say that Chayvus HaGuf is something you wear on your body. And Kivega says you say not something that you wear on your body. You say that Chayvus HaGuf is you cannot patch yourself. Tefillin every single year has to wear tefillin. Mashenki Mezuzah if you want. Never have a house or go live in somebody else's house or go live in the Midbarius. And since you can patch yourself from Mezuzah, it's not a chiv to put upon you, it's not a Chayvus HaGuf. Therefore, tefillin goes before Mezuzah. That's what comes out from Machlokes Yisoid of what the Indian of the Rosh is saying. Now, the Beis Hillel says, Lalocha, they're facing the gate in three different cases. He says, this is the reason why Tfilin is first over Mezuzah, because Chayvus HaGuf. He says, that's the reason why Tfilin be over a case of Sukkah, or Tfilin will be the case of Lulav. Now, also says a case of Tfilin or Tzitzis, also be Tzitzis. Those are the four cases he says. All of them go like Tfilin is Chayvus HaGuf. Now, Kivager, he's Marach over there, and he argues on the story, but Matskona, if you read over here what he says over here on the page, and he writes in the Shulman, Tim and Tess, Matskona agrees with Halacha in all four cases. He just comes from different reasons. Halacha grad agrees in all four cases. Vad Tfilin goes first. He just says Tfilin goes first over the case of Mezuzah. Why? Because Tfilin is something you cannot pat yourself, Masha, and Mezuzah. He says Tfilin goes over a case of Sukkah. Why? Because Tfilin is a case of Tartar. Tfilin goes over a case of Lulav. Why? It's also Tartar all year round, Lulav, and not a case of Tartar. He said Tfilin goes over a case of Tzitzis. Why? Also, because it's something you cannot pat yourself, Masha, and Tzitzis. So come back, Matskon of Kivegir is the same Malacha. This is Swara is going to be, Swaras are different. Aloch of Matskono is any nafkmina. I don't know any nafkmina between Kivega and Beis Hillel. There's one interesting case they discussed. You have a choice between Mezuzah and Tzitzis. Which one will go first? Now, according to the Beis Hillel, that's Klar L'chora. Tzitzis will go first, because it's Chayvus upon the book. You might see where it. Mashenki Mezuzah. According to Kivega, I'm not sure which one will go first in that case. But those who want Taina, that also Kivega will agree that Tzitzis will go first, because the case of Tzitzis, as the Pachad Yitzchok writes, Tzitzis is connected to Targum Mitzvahs. Mashenki Mezuzah is not connected to Targum Mitzvahs. As the Pachad Yitzchok writes in Erech Tzitzis, that's just some of my mockum against the Graz. The Graz says, we say that Tzitzis, Mezuzah is connected to Targum Mitzvahs, says the Pachad Yitzchok, the reason why Tzitzis beat Mezuzah, because Tzitzis is connected to Targum Mitzvahs, Mashenki Mezuzah. So this time we have a Maimokum with Friedrich, a Maimokum before the Graz, he's 100 years before him at least, that he says that the reason why Tzitzis goes over Mezuzah is not, because Tzitzis is a connected time of Mitzvahs, Mashenkin Mezuzah. We just have one interesting case the Poskim discuss, is let's say you have a Shutvis, a house of Shutvis between an Ish and an Isha, what's the Aloha, that and you have Tfilin. A man has Tfilin, beats the case of Mezuzah. Isha has no Tfilin, her Chiv is Mezuzah. She has to live. Therefore, Shidduchim is not Tfilin. So what happens? You have a Shutvis of a house, a man and a lady, what goes first? The man gets Tfilin, gets his Chiv, or Isha gets Mezuzah, her Chiv. Who wins out? The man beats the lady or not? That's a Shalom. Inshik Shalom among the Mepharshim. Next halacha today's, the Mechaber is on the halacha, you're supposed to put the Mezuzah by the Tev, Achit, sorry, and again, we'll get back to Resh Bei Tev, exactly how to do it to when. They're a husband and wife. Let's say they're Shutvis, not husband and wife, she has no money. They're Shutvis, and they're Nadira, or Shutvis. Neither one has... They have equal, they have Shutvis and money, everything Shutvis. What wins that? Some are Shalom, what wins that? You can only get them as one over another, which one goes? No, why is it Rabin? Everybody but his Tefillin wins out, because it's a good. and she her mezuzah wins out. No, he doesn't. His tefillin wins out. That's the shell. How do you look at it? Look at 201 or no tefillin knocks it away and it's gone already. Mezuzah is gone. One of the chavis ador is marach on this, and then the beginning of the aris. Now, come along with the Amor says the person goes out and goes in, what should he do? He's supposed to put his hand on the door and say a shiloh. Now, which hand the chidah brings down, you should put down his Amor, meaning his middle finger, his index finger upon the door. To bring down the chidah, the chayodim, the kitzah, you should also kiss the mezuzah. Now, what shiloh should a person say? The way how the Amor brings it down, the Amor says, Hashem Yishmo Tseisi Uvayi Ma'atav Ad Olam. Others, you look in the Dak Moshe, I have another nusach to say, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzibri, Yad Yemini, different nusach, exactly what to say. Now again, so what it comes out, when a person leaves his house, goes out, he should say this tefillah, put his hand on the door, say the tefillah, and some say the kisser. The obvious kasha is, it's before Shema, and I still haven't figured out why nobody does it. The Chora, it's Alocho, Anachnu, Mahadrim B'nei Mahadrim, or Machmir B'nei Machmir, it's before Shema, coming from Aril. It's a ma'amokim, it's a tefillah, and it sounds like every single time. I haven't seen anyone say it's only once a day, I haven't seen anyone say it's once a year, I haven't, of course, it's a loch and shulchan aruch, and I'm not exactly sure why nobody does it. They do bring down from the...
Isn't only Yitzhak?
No, that's shach. The shach says, what's it's a different tefillah. The Amor is saying every time you go out, that's a pashtun Amor, not like Chavos Ador, pashtun Amor is every single time you go out, you should say it. Every time. What? Fine, but the loch is every time. It's a Ramah. No, the shach says when you go out, it's there. Every time you go in and go out. It sounds like in every door, it sounds like every time. Or make a tefillah.
Every time you go back.
Those are the words. Maestro, no one does it. Why? Obviously, why no one does it. It's a tircha. So what? You do a lot of things that are tircha. So in the end of time, don't say, again, choose the loch and yesh oimim. Yeah, yesh oimim. For Maestro, it's. Yeshem, no argues. All the swarm bring it down. They all discuss which doesn't say how much. If you want the Sechel Tov has a bunch of tefillah to say, numerous Sechel Tov. You got to test. If you have time, say this. You goes on 2 pages long what to say. But fine, we don't have time. But Chol Pak, the same with Amos says, Hashem Yishmo Tseis Vayi Ma'atav Adaylam. You know, most people don't even know the pasuk. The only thing they know is maybe to put the hand on the kisser. They do bring on Chaznish. He had no koyach to pick up his hand, so he looked at it, and looking it was good enough. Fine, we get the age of the chaznish. We have no koyach to put a hand there, fine, we'll look upon it. That's enough to remember the zechir of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that remember Havot Hashem, to wake us up, Hevli Azman. Something that a person should do is put a hand upon the mezuzah and say, the tefillah Hashem Yishmo, Tzeisev Avoyi, Ma'atav Adaylam.
Chaznish said it?
They don't bring down if he did it then. I don't know. He didn't put his hand there, they asked him. It's brought on Derech Sikha, the Chalik Aleph, and the Chalik Beis, the Chanish only looked at it, because he had no koyach to pick up his hand. What? Fine, when I was younger, no one, I don't know. Now, the words are, when you're supposed to say this tefillah, the words are in the Amor, when the person goes out of the house. When it goes in the house, it sounds like what you're supposed to do, yiniach yodoy, and that's it. Don't say the tefillah. Don't say, it says that when you go out, you say the tefillah, and you go in, don't say the tefillah. However, look at my son, Lavosh says you say the tefillah when you go in and out, and our Koshulchon, Haim Knevsky means down that way from Yad Ketana. The person say the tefillah, say when you go in and when you go out. So my son, one of you make a one, you can say, go like the Amor. So when you go in, you put your hand on, that's enough. You want the Menashek, Asachidah, the Kitzah, Chayadam, Meseder. When you go out, Lachur, the Amor says, you go out, Lamaisa should say the tefillah. The best time I'm singing myself, I try the past couple of days to do it, and I keep forgetting. So I have to mazarin myself, I say, Baruch Hashem, that he should do it, Lamaisa, maybe, I'll be zaychid to do it. It's a shmir when you go in and go out. True, but the Anhogah, the Amor brings down that you should, it could be the natural shmir of the mezuzah for the outside. In the inside the house, if you're going out, you need someone an extra tefillah to wash yourself when you go out. Maestro, can you say it on Shabbos? So the Maestro was saying, yes, I thought, can I say it on Shabbos? But I see the Maestro is the Ali Rabo, and there's a people got him that says the Maestro, bring down a shlo that says you shouldn't. However, they bring down that you might say you can, because they're going to have a hashkiveinu. And the Maestro, the Chaim Knievsky brings down that you can say it on Shabbos, no problem. So you can say it all week, and you can say it also on Shabbos. Now the Shach comes along and he's Moisef also, and he goes, Yetzir Derech, he should say also, Yemen B'Shimcha, or Tal Atla, why? Because Gematria of one of Hashem Echad. Therefore, you say a different nusach when you go Yitzli Derech. So before when you go Yitzli Derech, you say this. Otherwise, when you're not Yitzli Derech, you say what the Amal Meister says. So my Amal Meister is more of a Zara from Uklis. I'm going to see the case. Tam, it's an interesting case over there. And the Meister, he did it, and he says why. The Mamakim, the Tfilah, the case of Tehillim, Hashem Yishma Teichel Ve'echa. So we, therefore, we take the Pasik, we say the Unlashim of Tfilah, Hashem Yishma Teichel Ve'echa. One last aspect is Meister, the Pesach Tshuva over here brings down a person that has no mezuzah on the door. What's the loch in that case? So first, can you go into a house that has no mezuzah? Let's say you go into a five person house, can you go in? The place can bring down the vadi, you can go in. What the din is, after the is to go inside a house, is a chiyuv to have a mezuzah on in the house that you're inside of. Marshall, they bring down by case of tzitzis, person who puts on tzitzis, there's no chiyuv that you have to have abakamas on the tzitzis. Just when you have abakamas on, you have to put on tzitzis. You also, you have to put on mezuzah on the door. If the chiv on the baal, adir and not chiv upon you. So you're allowed to go inside the house, mikra adin, there's no mezuzah. Come the bingnam chayim alosh, and the maisa that he went to Malone, and he saw the mezuzah was more than a third away, he didn't want to go inside, unless he's mafkid the Malone. So it's a chumah be'etzem. However, be'etzem, you're allowed to go inside the house without a mezuzah. Now, what's the gayest to us, what happened in Shabbos, was sometimes it always seems to be that even though you put up mezuzah very well in the shack, first knocks it down on Shabbos, what exactly is mezuzah on Shabbos? So if first the mezuzah, the ma'aseh, if it's muksa, so if it fell down, it was here ben hashmoshes, migrei diskasoi ben hashmoshes, ekstoi l'kul yurmo, l'chur, it is muksa. Ma'aseh, you cannot take it down on ben hashmoshes, you cannot take it down, therefore it's muksa on Shabbos. What to do? So if you can put it back and not be problem muksa, so you can do a tiltum in a tzad or tiltum a gufo, you can if you're good you can move it mitzad muksa. Mitzad putting it back, you might put it place you can in the ghetto of Baino. Are you allowed to put it back? Is it a binyan or makapash of Shabbos? Is it chelik of the bayis? No, something at the top of the house. But those one time there's no shaykh of the binyan, and therefore it's mortar, and therefore a gur balech one thing, a body you can put it back in Shabbos. The mezuzah back inside the case, mezuzah not the case itself, mezuzah inside. However, those who are trying to know, Meister Mezuzah is a chelik of the house, and if you even is a bin in the and therefore you cannot do it. Well, Meister, what to do? You have to go risk your row. As Muksa, you have to make sure either to tilt him in that side, or you do risk your guy, if you want to put it back inside.
It's on the floor.
Now, if it's a soft, the zoyin, they say, Meister, do tilt him in that side, pick it up from the floor. So tilt him in that side, off the side, the zoyin, Shabbat. Now, Lamaisa, if you cannot put it back, the loch is if it's being down for Prima Gordon, Lamaisa, you can't live in a house if you have no other house to live inside. Lamaisa, that means most of us have no other house to live inside. Lamaisa, you have a room that fell off, of course, better not to go inside that room. However, make it in the body of the Chiv is lost, you can't put it up to Mezuzah, you can't, mark him on it, Lamaisa is motor. What? So those who get involved, if someone says you shouldn't mafka the house, you get involved in the shell, you're not be mafka on Shabbos or not. So those more time that you can, those say the mice you don't have to, the seventh part of the mortar is no key of two. But look, it's better to be mafka, not to be mafka.
Do you have a 30-day
soul? Not a soul. And even a chutzpah is loved after you have it. Once you live there more than 30 days. No. We have to get off the mice of the shoe, it's not the way. We have to get off the why exactly. Fine, so Maisa, what comes out, you have your Zohar, the Maisa, of course, if you can, you should remember to say the Tfilah of the Nusach when he goes in and out, and Mizrach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not waste his time in life. That's it, tomorrow morning, you're going to be loyal back.
Yeah.